such a long career. Jimmy, has this been an easy, difficult decision or what?
I think in some ways, as soon as I felt I was starting to think about it, I thought it for a bit, and then as time's gone on, I've realised that possibly as soon as I was thinking that way, that was the start really of it. And I was wondering whether some of it was because I wasn't performing to the level that I wanted to. And you know, when you're doing that, sometimes you get down because your performance or your form you feel is off. And then, you know, I got some runs in there that went through a little patch. Got some runs against Yorkshire, and I realised at the end of that actually, do you know what? No, it's not that I'm. You know, I've had a couple of good weeks, and things are good, and I'm still not. I suppose in some ways it was that the highs weren't outweighing the lows or the worries and the fears. You know, and it got to the point where I was, you know, that the joy of scoring those runs against Yorkshire weren't. I realised that wasn't kind of outweighing to the extent that it has done in the past. You know, I've always, you know, I think everyone has, but I certainly have, you know, had fears and worries, and you know, you battle the lows and all the relative lows. You know, I'm aware that cricket is a sport, and but you know, when you're in your own little bubble, it's quite hard to jump out of it and put it all into context. So yeah, I don't think it's been a hard decision in that sense. There's plenty that I'll miss, and that'll make it a hard decision. But I think I'm at ease with it. You know, I'd love to keep playing because it's a great thing to do. But the reality is that I don't think it'd be fair for me to say that to. I mean, I don't know whether the club would still, but you know, however it goes, I think I wouldn't be. Making it fair on them to say, yeah, I'm good to go, I can keep doing it, because you know, the reality is I'm finding it harder to get myself back in the right state, sort of mental state for each day. You know, and that's I thought that it was, you know, I try to battle that, and now I'm sort of at the point where I'm like, do you know what, it is what it is now. So
you look back over all that time now, I mean, there's been many highs for you, hasn't there? Individually, batting wise, captain of the club, finals. What stands out?
Oh, look, I've been incredibly lucky with how it's panned out in some ways. After 2 years on the staff where I couldn't buy anything, I couldn't buy a run really, and that was in the seconds. The patience that was shown then, I could have, had plenty of peers that I probably still feel at the time were better players than me, and they didn't get the. That either that bit of luck or the sort of the patience that I was shown. So I from there to to look back and see what I've managed to be part of is pretty special really. I never expected that. There was one point where I could honestly say that all I wanted to do was have a go at first class cricket just to see whether I might be able to or how. And if I felt I was completely out of my depth, which I did, but I knew that. I didn't want to sort of have the unknown, but fortunately it's panned out a lot better than that.
But I mean, over 14,000 first-class runs, you're averaging late 30s, which, yeah. You know, you don't average that kind of numbers unless you can really play.
Thanks, man. I've had some good periods. There was a phase probably in my late 20s where I started to feel settled. I have felt that I was getting the guys, I felt an important part of a group that were making things that were going somewhere, and I felt I was valued in that. And during that period, I was able to sort of repay that, and things did go really well. It's been fab. You know, I was hoping that there was a point where, you know, I was probably a bit higher in the 30s, and I was hoping, you know, what would be a great benchmark to try and hit for, you know, get. But unfortunately, I think sort of, you know, wasn't able to maintain that form through that period. And we got back into Division One, which was brilliant. But you know, it's been harder. Certainly, you know, either the standards got better, or I found it harder to perform to the level that I once was at, because I've found the last few years, you know, tough. And it's, you know, hopefully it is the standards getting better and things are looking bright. It's not just me getting a bit older and a bit sort of, you know, losing it somewhat. But I'm delighted with how it's gone. I'd love to things to finish. Love the last few years to have gone, as you know, I had the years in sort of 2009-10, but you know, it doesn't always, you don't always get what you want, you know. And I'm just happy that I'm playing. You know, my aim would be to finish the season well, but you know, it's been a tough couple of days here and a tough game last game, but that's what cricket throws at you. I was looking the other day at a game. I might have told you this already this year. I was looking for a game I played with Hash, or against him.
Hashim Amla.
With Hashim Amla. And anyway, I clicked on another game because I remembered it as a game. I thought I might have got some runs, but then I also thought it could be a. And it was 2010, which was like my best year that I've had. And I got 0-1 against Somerset at home on a real flat one, and like runs were scored by everyone, and I got 0-1. And I can remember thinking at the end of this game, oh, jeez, I can't play. You know, this is, you know those periods where you feel like there's no light at the end of the tunnel, and in terms of cricket, that is. And I remember thinking, well, jeez, I was thinking that in the year that I had my best year. And that's just the challenges that the game throws at you, you know, and you've got to learn to ride them out. And I think I went through periods where I used to ride up and down like Billyo, and I think probably during that period I was able to level out a bit more and not be so sort of down about it. But anyway, I'm going off piste here, but I've got no complaints.
Sure. But I mean, around that time as well, there was the England Lions trip to the West Indies. I mean, that would have been your sort of peak time, as you said. But a good England Lions trip, and you're not far away at all then, are you?
Yeah, I can remember going out to see Noddy in Perth in 2000.
Your batting coach.
Yeah, 2010. The winter of 2010-11, when it was the Ashes tour, and Carbs had unfortunately picked up his blood clot, so he was due to be on. He had a great year, and I think he was, you know, pretty much next man in, but he couldn't do that because of illness. And I remember Noddy saying to me, "So you know, if Cook or Strauss get hit in the finger in one of the tour games, then you could well be taking guard at Brisbane." And my backside fell out, to be honest, then. The reality of how close it was. I knew, you know, very proud of that, but it was also the reality of, oh my God. Because I've always, I would probably be lying if I said I had real aspirations to, I'd love to have played for England, don't get me wrong, but I always found county cricket like the challenge, and trying to make county cricket happen. I'd never even got to the point of thinking, let's make the next level happen, because I was still trying to crack or trying to make runs at the level at the county standard. So I don't have any regrets whatsoever about that. I felt that county cricket was my level in a way, and I went on that Lions tour, and that almost, there were guys on that trip, there was, you know, Bairstow, Hildreth, Stokes, Wokes, Taylor, Live, you know, there were a plethora of guys, and lots of them have played and shown, and I realised then that probably I was right at my max there. But then maybe if I had a bit more self-belief and a bit of bravado, a bit of swagger, maybe that would have carried me. I don't know, but I was just happy to be there.
Sure. Mustn't forget your white ball game, because you were the first man to break 600 runs in T20 cricket in a domestic season as well.
Yeah, it would have been really good odds at the start of that season for that. But I think that was, there was no coincidence that an uptick in the white ball and playing white ball coincided with you know, a resurgence in red ball. I'd had a 2006 and 7, I'd done all right in red ball, and I got my cap and things, that had a good year and got some good runs in 2006. But I don't think that I had that feeling of being an important part of the group, which really mattered. You know, I enjoyed being part of a group, and I like the, you know, playing for others and feeling that they're playing for you. That was always a big driver, and then playing in the white ball as well, and then being really part of the group was a real big fillip, and for my form to actually be okay in that, and to be better than okay at times was even better. I think that really helped the confidence factor of playing through that period of, you know, dealing, because, you know, almost sometimes different games. So I was able to play a red ball, and if I had a poor game, you get make a couple of mistakes, or you get a good ball, make a bad mistake, whatever it is, and you end up with no runs. Go into a white ball game, it's almost like the shackles have gone. I can play, I can throw my hands at the ball, and so I think they dovetailed nicely. And yeah, I love the white ball game.